knowing that this seed of kindness, this capacity is available to all of us. Vietnamese teacher, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, suggests perhaps bringing a slight smile to the face, if that feels appropriate to you. Perhaps this inner smile, appreciating your efforts, appreciating how you've been showing up, appreciating the community, the Dharma, the teachings, and any beauty that is available. And see if it might be possible to discern the goodness, the skillfulness, the wholesomeness of your actions. And allowing that sense of intention towards non-harming, towards kindness, to be felt in the body as much as possible. Over our week together, we've started with the first foundation of mindfulness, the body. Bringing your awareness into the body in the way that you've been practicing. Feeling the body. Feeling the breathing body. Developing intimacy with the breath. Knowing when the breath is short. Knowing when the breath is long. This vitality and energy of the body. Or perhaps understanding the body, the felt sense of the whole body. Feeling the weight of the body on the earth. The still, heavy earth body that we are. Feeling the elemental nature. Earth, air, fire, water, lingering in the body. We practice with mindfulness immersed in the body. And this steadiness and the flow of the body And we've continued with our practice into the second foundation this week, practicing with this quality of each moment, Vedana, feeling tone, each moment of contact, the sense of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, neutral. Discerning the accompanying sensations in the body, heart, and mind when pleasant arises. Not me, not mine. Pleasant. Recognizing a sound, a sensation, a thought as unpleasant. Not me, not mine. This is unpleasant. This is what unpleasant feels like in the body, in the heart, in the mind. Increasing, deepening our understanding of our capacity to be with, to meet each moment, the changing nature of phenomena. One moment pleasant, next moment pleasant, next moment neutral, pleasant, unpleasant. Mindfulness of Vedana. And as our continuity of mindfulness and the strength of our practice gathers and sustains, we added in the third foundation, mindfulness of mind states. Bringing our mindfulness, this loving, kind awareness, to this often tangled web, tangled knot of mental formations, thoughts, emotions, as they unfold. And this growing capacity of mindfulness to be mindful and not get caught and swept away. recognizing how a body sensation can give rise to a thought, an emotion, may have an accompanying body sensation. This interplay, complex unfolding of the body, heart, mind. And as we move to the fourth foundation, mindfulness of dhammas, the understanding of the way things are, the teachings of the Buddha, this changing aspect of phenomena that play out in our hearts and minds and bodies. The hindrances, knowing greed, craving when it arises, knowing aversion, not wanting when it arises, seeing agitation, meeting sleepiness. This is what it means to be human. Not me, not mine, not other than this, in this moment. And learning to recognize the signposts of awakening, this gradual unfolding of the heart, of the mind, of the body, recognizing when we're mindful, recognizing when we're not, feeling the energy and the aliveness in the body and directing our awareness to this capacity for inquiry, curiosity, not knowing, wonder. How is it now? How is it now? Allowing the moment to resonate in the body. This receptive quality that can respond and in this unfolding, recognizing the joy of a breath. The joy of a smell, a taste, a touch. In the midst of it all, growing this capacity see the beauty. Not me, not mine. Contentment, peace. And then the letting go and the gathering and the commitment. Samadhi. Unification of mind. The heart-mind settling. Gathering, discerning, skillful and unskillful, letting go, equanimity. This balance, rooted, flow, this capacity to be with. Be with the arising of this moment, just as it is.